were talking earlier today, Francis, about the intersection of capital efficiency and revenue innovation. How does 5G fit into this equation?
This is a great mystery. Here we have a world where capital efficiency is improving all the time. And if you look at the network and said, what is the most capital efficient element in the network? Well, you'd say Wi-Fi, easily Wi-Fi. So Wi-Fi is the benchmark for capital efficiency. And you ask yourself, well, where does 5G fit into that piece? The answer is it doesn't. Then if you say to yourself, okay, great. Now, in the world of the new frontier, as it were, where you have increased capital efficiency and you have wonderful revenue opportunities, scalable revenue opportunities, and a great example I like to use is Ubiquitous Energy, a fabulous firm that solarizes windows around the world while transparent at tremendous conversion rates, which makes a gigantic revenue stream that can flow onto the net. Where's 5G in that space? The answer is it isn't. And so you have this whole new space, which is a combination of extreme capital efficiency and very high revenue generation. And there are existing models for both of these. We've got some fabulous innovators on board inside Future Creators, one of whom has a patent for putting blockchain hosts on every wireless device that's connected. Doesn't matter what it is. And as we know, with the more memory density curves, that's going to be almost anything in the future. You don't see the 5G people even discussing where they fit in this space. You don't hear a word from them. And I think part of the reason that you hear nothing from them about what's happening in telecommunications and how it's working and where the money will be made is because when you start to look at some of the events, trade events that are held around the world, a couple of great examples that we've got upcoming, the Next Gen Wireless Network Summit 2019. There are no outsiders, not a single outside voice. For next May, we've got the big 5G event in Irving, Texas. Well, there are 44 pages of speakers, five or six speakers per page listed, and they have no outsiders at all. And then you have the problem with the trade media. In this case, they have some trade media from one publication, Light Reading. But there's no outside, so that both the media and the 5G community are all locked in together in a little bubble, talking to each other. What's happening in the real world is something they're not really focused on. It's amazing to watch this. They're in this bizarre little island, and they're proposing to spend insane amounts of money on a technology which is not capital efficient and has no revenue model. Now, why would you even think about that? Well, how does that even enter your brain? You know, anyone who knows even the tiniest amount about business knows that, no, you don't do that. It's nuts.
So we have what we hoped would be innovation panels, and these are really insulated panels because of the sponsorships involved. How do we, we work with quite a few innovative companies here that are Future Creator partners and members. How do people find out more about what's really going on versus attending an event that's just sponsored speakers?
Well, the first thing to do is use common sense. That will help.
Sure.
On your own. I mean, anyone who does a little thinking about telecommunications, regardless of what trade show they go to, knows that capital efficiency benchmark today is Wi-Fi. And if you're not as capital efficient as Wi-Fi, you don't even begin the R&D process. You just don't. And if you don't have really big revenue models like Ubiquitous Energy potential, don't even do this. So there's the common sense part. And finally, okay, where do you go to meet other people? Today, the only place you can meet other people is Future Creators. There is no other forum right now for independent thought, for both capital efficiency innovation and for revenue innovation. Doesn't exist. That's, I think, crazy. I cannot believe that after decades in the business of telecommunications, I'm the one leading the independent space, and I'm the one with all the partners, with all the really hot patents and all the scalable capital efficiency capabilities and the scalable revenue models. But hey, it turns out that future creation is what we do. And so that's why there's future creators, and that's why we do it. And so our partners are on the inside on this. They are actually on the inside, but they're also on the open outside because the information flow is moving.
Connect with us on LinkedIn. You can look at Francis McInerney's post there to get a taste of future creators and find out more by signing up for a trial account at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.